Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of
Victoria the Queen by Julia Baird, read by Claire Frankel. My brothers are not so strong as I am. I shall outlive them all. The crown will come to me and my children. Edward, Duke of Kent, father of Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria was born roaring at 4:15 a.m. in the hour before dawn on May the 24th, 1819. In those first few seconds, she was like any newborn, naked, vulnerable, and wondering, wriggling in her mother's arms. Her spell of innocence would be brief. In moments, the most important men in the land, clergymen, chancellors, warriors, and politicians, would crowd into the room, pressing ruddy faces close to the baby girl who did not yet have a name. Within 2 decades, all of the men present at her birth who were still alive would be bowing to her as queen. Something few could have guessed when she was born, as she was merely 5th in line to the throne. But this was an important child, one who would go on to command armies, select archbishops, and appoint prime ministers. From this moment, she would never be alone. An adult shadowed every step she took, tasted every mouthful of food, and overheard every conversation. As the sky lightened, her mother, the Duchess of Kent, lay back on the pillows of her 4-poster bed and closed her eyes, exhausted, breathing in the lilacs and mayflowers in the gardens below. On this cloudy spring morning, a light rain was falling, bringing relief after 3 weeks of intense heat. The room in Kensington Palace in which the baby was born was entirely white and smelled of lush new carpet. Outside the windows, sheep grazed and jays sang among the beech trees. As was the custom in royal households, the men of the Privy Council had been summoned from dinner parties, the theatre and bed the night before. As the Duchess lay writhing and breathing through contractions, His Majesty's ministers waited in an adjoining room. The Duke had forewarned them that he would not entertain them, as he planned to stay next to his wife, urging her on. As tradition dictated, these high-ranking men listened to the cries of the Duchess during the 6-hour labour, then crowded the room once the baby arrived to attest that it was, in fact, the mother's child. In 1688, when Mary of Medina, the Catholic wife of James II, gave birth to a thriving boy, a majority of the public, fueled by Protestants unhappy at the thought of a healthy male heir, believed that she had in fact miscarried and that she had had another live baby smuggled into her room in a warming pan. This was untrue, but it was one of the factors leading to the revolution that knocked James II off the throne.